be Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. It's the day former President Donald Trump has tried to put off for months. Opening statements begin Monday in his criminal trial in New York.
Seven men and five women will decide if Trump falsified business records about an alleged hush money payment to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. She's expected to testify, as is Trump's former lawyer, Michael Cohen, who says he paid the money to Daniels. Trump has said he also plans to take the stand in the first criminal trial of a former U.S. president. Wendy Gillette, CBS News, New York.
The New York Times reports the first prosecution witness will be David Pecker. He's the former publisher of the National Enquirer. Prosecutors have said Pecker and the tabloid suppressed negative stories about Trump while seeking out and publishing unflattering stories about his opponents. A busy week ahead at the Supreme Court, says CBS's Skyler Henry.
The justices will perhaps hear the most consequential case on homelessness in decades. They'll consider whether it's cruel and unusual punishment to fine or jail someone who is sleeping outside with no place to go.
A 66-year-old woman will be in court on Monday on charges of crashing her car into a building where a children's birthday party was being held yesterday, about 30 miles south of Detroit. CBS's Lana Zak says two children were killed, several others were injured.
First responders described the scene as chaotic with high levels of emotion.
It sounds like we have a four-year-old trapped underneath the vehicle. Unknown life status at this time.
A total of 15 people, including at least three children, were rushed to area hospitals by helicopter, ambulances, and private cars. Some with life-threatening injuries remain in critical condition.
We've learned of the death of prominent former Associated Press reporter Terry Anderson.
You may remember him as one of America's longest-held hostages after he was kidnapped from a street in war-torn Lebanon back in 1985 and held for nearly 7 years. Terry Anderson died in Greenwood Lake, New York. He was 76 years old.
CBS's Jerika Duncan. Police in Los Angeles have arrested a person they believe smashed a window to get into the official residence of the mayor. It happened just before 7 this morning. Mayor Karen Bass and her family were home at the time. They were not harmed. Cher has been inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. At the hall in Cleveland in October, she'll be joined by fellow 2024 inductees Mary J. Blige, Foreigner, A Tribe Called Quest, Kool & the Gang, Ozzy Osbourne, and the Dave Matthews Band. Cher is the only artist to have a number one song in each of the past 6 decades. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. Of course, we'll follow the Bucks through the playoffs and bring you Badgers and Packers when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour, now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. An emergency fund is a special kind of savings you set aside for emergencies and emergencies only. Who should have one? Everybody. And why should you have one? In a word, security. Did you know that today, more than half of the adults in America, 147 million of us, can't even afford a $1,000 emergency? I recommend socking away at least $1,000 and eventually building up to 3 to 6 months of household expenses. You want to keep your emergency fund somewhere easy to access, like a savings account, and not in the stock market, thank you very much. Look, we can't avoid bad things happening, but we can work to make sure that when that never gonna happen to me thing does happen to one of us, we are as financially prepared as we can be. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money help, check out Work Money Media on YouTube or text MONEY to 88285. That's M-O-N-E-Y to 88285. Till next time, take good care.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition. It's culture. It's food. It's beer. You know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Max Inc. on Civic Media with Mike and Wendy from Sunspot. Can you imagine the mosh pit on the bridge that could happen?
Oh, well, that's how the original series was when they moved the camera. Whenever it's like the red alert. The,
right.
Yeah. That was the mosh pit.
Yeah. And everybody had to like fake like.
Right. Lean left. Straight. Lean right.
Yeah.
Join us for all the fun with Max Inc. on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Kicking off the Max Inc. Top 10 at number 10, that is Madison's Where is the Key and Echoes. You can grab that track right now on Bandcamp. You can also add them to your streaming playlist on all the platforms. We're counting down the top 10 songs from Wisconsin this week. At number 9, we head to Milwaukee for a band that is making sure that there's still good rock and roll in the world. It's their mission, after all. From their brand new EP, Doggy Bag, here is Blame It on Kane and Stay.
Well, it's 10 p.m. on Friday night and time to have some fun. The music's playing, drinks up on, good times for everyone. I can see you staring at me with the warning eye. I can still remember our secret starry night. Stay away, then don't go back no more.
his own. Spent too much time with the boys who look for anyone. I can feel you sitting there waiting for the sign. Not the best of us, confess my weak old cherry pie. And I said, stay.
Maxing on Civic Media. We are local music, checking at number 9 on the Maxing Top 10. That is Stay from Blame It On Kane from their new Doggy Bag EP. No shows on the books that I see from Blame It On Kane, though I invite you to check out their conversation with M. Shell from Max Inc. Heavy earlier this month. That podcast is available right now at maxincradio.com. It's also very likely that Blame It On Kane will be taking home some hardware from the 42nd Annual Whammy Award Show that's happening Sunday, May 19th at the Epic Events Center in Green Bay. Our next artist will likely add to her trophy collection as well. This year at the Whammies, last year at the Whammy Awards, Amelia Ford took home the 2023 Album of the Year Award. This year, she's a finalist for Artist of the Year, Performer of the Year, Female Vocalist of the Year, just to name a few, and her song Loyal for Song of the Year. For this week in the Max Inc. Top 10, falling 5 spots to number 8, here is Amelia Ford and Loyal. It's the Max Inc. Top 10 on Civic Media.
Don't you see me? I told you once or twice and I don't believe me. I could have had a vice, could have lived a free bee, but I can't say that I can't doubt. I take your ankle for all these curts and wigs.
Who gets your riddle? I'll get
At number eight, that's Amelia Ford from Green Bay and her song Loyal. You can see Amelia Ford playing at the Paradise North Distillery in Green Bay on May the 4th. She'll also be in Merle, Wisconsin at the Sawmill Brewing Company on May 17th. I'm Jimmy Kay. Welcome to Max Inc. Top 10 here on Civic Media, the top 10 songs from Wisconsin for this week as voted on by you. Thank you for all the votes, by the way. I really appreciate that. So do the bands. The bands love this promotion. And we need to do it again for next week's countdown. There's a brand new poll just posted on the Max Inc. Radio Facebook page. Find that. Listen to the songs. Tell me what your favorite songs are by voting in the poll. And then be sure to share it with your friends on social media so we can get the word out there that we're supporting local music every week here on Max Inc. Radio. Listen, vote, share. It's the Max Inc. Top 10. Sundays at 6 p.m. here on Civic Media. And be sure to grab the Civic Media app. Set your favorite station on the app. And then you can take Civic Media and Max Inc. wherever you go. We're at lucky number 7 in the Max Inc. Top 10. It's brand new music from the Mascot Theory. From their new double LP, Every Sign of Life, here's their song, Lavender Blues. It's number 7 on the Max Inc. Top 10.
Like salt in a wound. The lavender blues stings than it has, like a cloud over you, disguised as a muse, a perennial ruse under the covers of the lavender blues. Lavender blues, lavender blues, when you ain't got nothing. Got nothing to lose. Get a place by the ocean, a room with a view. You want a connection, so you slip off your shoes. One toe in the water, searching for clues. Soon you were drowning in the lavender blue. Lavender blues, lavender blues. Stranger than fiction, stranger than truth. Lavender blues, sweet lavender blues. When you ain't got nothing, we ain't got nothing to lose. You got teeth like a python. With a bruise wrapped all around you, tighten the screw as you fade into nothing. Awake but confused, no, you're not dreaming. It's just a lavender blues.
folks, this is Charlie Behrens from, well, the Manitowoc Minute, I suppose, or, you know, I see you at the bar every now and again. How are you? Nice to see you again. Anywho, you're listening to Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Watch for deer. Bye-bye.
Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music, falling four spots from number two last week to number six this week. That is Automatic Lover and Helena. Before that, it was The Mascot Theory making their debut in the Max Inc. Top 10 at number seven with Lavender Blues. The Mascot Theory just released their new double LP, Every Sign of Life. The double LP is bright orange, two bright orange discs. And it sounds so good. Recorded at the Sonic Ranch Studios in Texas by the great Terry Manning. You can get your hands on your own LP from the Mascot Theory at one of their upcoming shows, Friday, May the 3rd here in Madison at the High Noon Saloon. And on Saturday, May the 4th, they'll be in Appleton at the Gibson Community Music Hall. Both of those shows are with Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts. Let's pause the countdown for a moment and bring you the Max Inc. Regional Spotlight song. This week, Terry Barr was very insistent that I feature this artist from L.A. It's V.K. Lynn. V.K. Lynn is a prolific songwriter who has worked in a variety of music projects in a variety of styles. She's a published author of poetry and fiction. She's an actor, and she's also a model. No upcoming shows on the books for the moment for V.K. Lynn, but you can find a couple of new songs online for her right now. Here is V.K. Lynn and her February 2024 release, Plastic Roses. V.K. Lynn is the Max Inc. Regional Spotlight Artist.
Standing at the altar with your oldest daughter, you're as proud as you can be. What you are to me. I was never really yours to give away. Hey, we can scream and we can lie, tear each other down and try, but we can't kill plastic roses.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene.
This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison market is hot right now. So get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. MoveToMadison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes. Easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. MoveToMadison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. MoveToMadison.com. Spring is in the air.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com. Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band that wants to play Summerfest, the world's largest music festival? Then Rock Onsen wants you. Check out RockOnsen.org for more information. Registration is free. All genres of music invited to compete. That's RockOnsen.org. Rock Onsen, Youth Garage Band's Rockin' Wisconsin. Produced by Dennis Graham Associates and brought to you by Max Inc. Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, live in the lair with Kaylin Cole.
Have you ever walked away from a karaoke performance thinking, yeah, that was a lot better than the original person?
Oh my gosh, I don't know if I should admit that or not.
I think you should. Because now we know there's a song.
Jimmy's tugging on it now.
I know. Oh, you're going to get me in trouble, Jimmy.
It's live in the lair. Grab the podcast now at MaxIncRadio.com and listen live on Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Different than the rest of them, but we're competing with the best of them. I'm proud as hell, so I hold my head, pave the way to my grave when I'm cold and dead. I've been here for a minute now, 28 years, and my all is what I give it now. Look, I know there's room for improvement, but when we come together, we're a force for movement.
Max Inc. Top 10 on Civic Media. That was song number 5 this week. Hijack out of Milwaukee and their anthem, Milwaukee. Milwaukee moving up 4 spots from number 9 last week to number 5 this week. And Hijack just made a post on Facebook that they have a venue for the release show for their new EP. Details are forthcoming. I hope there's a trip to Madison in the works as well, guys. Hey, welcome back to the Max Inc. Top 10 here on Civic Media. I'm Jimmy K. We're counting down the top 10 songs as voted on by you on our Facebook poll. There's a brand new poll up, by the way, right now on the Max Inc. Radio Facebook page. Please take a moment, cast your votes, and we'll meet back here next week at 6 o'clock on Sunday for the Max Inc. Top 10. We're getting closer to that number one song for this week, but right now at number four, it's our biggest gainer of the week. Move it up six spots from number 10 last week. It's Eddie 8 Dynamite and their new self-titled release. Here's All About That Girl. It's the Max Inc. Top 10 on Civic Media.
You first met her at that movie. You the loser by yourself. She just broke up with her boyfriend. She needed emotional help. When she calls you on the phone,
that girl. That's the Sharp Dressed Gentleman and Eddie 8 Dynamite at number four in the Max Inc. Top 10. Eddie 8 Dynamite's new album is fantastic. Get it on Spotify. Also download it and buy the merch at Bandcamp. I'm Jimmy K. We're down to the top three songs in the countdown for this week. At number three is a Madison band that just released a brand new single this week, and it's already catching fire. It's also a very unique song because the backup singer is singing leads in this track. Making their debut in the Max Inc. Top 10 this week at number three, here is Cat and the Hurricane and their brand new song, Caffeine and Alcohol. It's the Max Inc. Top 10 on Civic Media.
Take on the world. Right now I'm taking on myself. miss the caffeine and alcohol in my blood. Or is it some kind of divine punishment? 'Cause I said I'd be okay this time. I tried. Lions, but I still lay down with wolves. Never been this guarded, but I still hate to sleep alone. Maybe I could breathe better if you just take off my shirt. Secondhand smoke and rum on my clothes, I can still smell him. Is this the caffeine, God, alcohol. Is this the caffeine and alcohol in my blood? Or is it some kind of divine punishment? 'Cause I said I'd be okay this time. I tried.
Number three song in the Max Inc. Top 10 for this week is Cat and the Hurricane and Caffeine and Alcohol. That song is definitely an earworm, written by Benjamin Coakley on lead vocals as well on that track. I love the hook in the song too. And by the way, Ben, why is it always the rum? Tell me that. Why is it always the rum? If you're listening on the Eagle WLCX AM 1490 in La Crosse, you can see Cat and a Hurricane perform live at the Root Note on 4th Street on May 17th. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the Max Inc. Top 10 on Civic Media. I'm Jimmy K. Don't forget to check out the Max Inc. Radio Facebook page to vote for next week's Top 10. Top 10 songs across Wisconsin is your vote. It matters. Check out the Facebook page. There's an event, and that's where you're going to find the poll to vote for next week. The Max Inc. Top 10 here on Civic Media. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to kick things off with a double dip of Peacemaker. And we'll check in with Terry Barr with Barr Notes. Later is Essential Last Crack and Rocker's Closet. An encore presentation of Butterbrick from last night's Live in the Lair. And Max Inc. Heavy tonight at 10 o'clock. The best hard rock, punk, and metal in Wisconsin. M. Shell checks in and has a conversation with A Baden's End. Oh, and speaking of A Baden's End, they have the number two spot in this week's top 10. Here is Absence in Adolescence. It's number two on the Max Inc. Top 10.
Houses are last seen. distance for all of this lost time. Drowning in my penance, 'cause you left your kids behind. A time to make it, now question me.
Spots to number two this week. It's A Bad End's End, An Absence in Adolescence. Congratulations, guys. They'll be in Cedar Rapids, Iowa on Friday. And then Saturday, they're going to be here in Madison at the Crucible. Be sure to stop by and say hi. And be sure to check them out tonight on Max Inc. Heavy with M. Shell. It's coming up after 10 o'clock. It's A Bad End's End. Well, folks, we have arrived at our destination for the week, the Max Inc. Top 10. The countdown is only 3 weeks old, and we have our first repeat number one song. If you are following the Facebook poll this week, it's really no surprise. The number one song in the Max Inc. Top 10 here is 7,000 Apart and Started a Fire.
Tired of being second best. I'm sick of the feeling when they choose someone else. I'm tired of knocking at this door.
The Maxing Top 10 on Civic Media. We are local music with the number one song, 7,000 Apart and Started a Fire, repeating from last week's number one position as well. Congratulations to 7,000 Apart. They're coming back to Wisconsin very soon. I believe they have a show in Wausau in June. You can check their Facebook for all the details on that upcoming show. Hey, thanks for listening to the Top 10 tonight. Really appreciate you. We got time for one more song, actually. I was going through the list of songs. M. Shea was in the countdown last week. She just missed it this week. Here's M. Shea's and Middle of Nowhere. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous, unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
It's a polka party, and for good reason.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.